us, Shauger. What were your thoughts on Jesse Puljujärvi today? Seems obviously pretty excited to get back to the NHL whenever it restarts.
Yeah, I think he said all the right things. I think his attitude seems to be in the right place. I think he looks really excited. He seems excited to be getting back to the National Hockey League. You know, it sounds like he's matured a little bit. His English has improved a little bit. Lots of positive signs, I would say. And I just think there's a lot of credit due here to the Oilers for being patient in this situation and not rushing their way through it, not trying to force an end to things, to just kind of letting things lie for a little while this player and, you know, the family and the agent and everybody sort of had time to settle things down and get it back to a spot where, you know, where they were able to try and salvage this asset. So I think it was well handled so far, and now we see how he looks.
Yeah, and who knows, might be 3, 4, 5 months. Who knows when we're going to see
what
it looks like for sure. But
hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Now, with him in the fold, and I'm not sure if you read Mike Russo's article or not, but Miku Koivu would like to play another year, Shauger, as a third-line center.
Yeah, he'd be great.
A Finn, who was a sixth overall pick and really didn't even come to the NHL until he was 22. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it'd be a really, really good fit. You know, you have Miku Koivu come in. He can play ahead of Gaetan Haas, play in that third spot, help Shepherd Puljujärvi back into the National Hockey League, increase his comfort, his comfort level. Koivu's got so much experience, so much tenure. He's got lots of presence. I think he would be a really good addition. And you could probably find guys out there who would be better third line centers. But in terms of it just being an excellent fit and a guy who you know what he's going to give you, I think there's a lot of reasons why that could work real nicely. I would definitely have him on the list. I'm not sure how he feels about Edmonton. Maybe it would remind him of home a little bit if he signed in Edmonton.
You know what? He talked about he liked playing in a hockey market in Minnesota. That was something that he really liked. Now, you know what? Maybe if he's late in his career, he wants to go to a Stanley Cup contending team. So I could totally understand that as well. No question about it. So
yeah, sure. But I think also there's part of it where, you know, for someone who is, you know, he's a good player and was a good player for a long time. He probably feels like wherever he goes, he's going to help make them more of a Stanley Cup contender, right? Like,
yeah, that's fair.
You know, he could view himself as a really important piece, an obvious piece that's needed in Edmonton. And if Ken Holland and company can show him, give him a sense for what the plan is, you never know. You know, and he hops onto those one-year contracts from now on, those sunset contracts, you just do a year at a time, and you see how it goes. And maybe he would view himself as part of that solution.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shauger, you know, some teams coming down to the last wire about buyouts today. Wennberg is another one. I have no interest in Alexander Wennberg. I don't think he fits what the Oilers need. What do you think?
Well, it's been a while since he's been been heading in the right direction, is it not?
Has he
kind of gone the wrong way for a while? Yeah. And you know they're not in the business of throwing good players overboard. So I think I don't know if he would be near the start of your list. And I'm just calling him up here as we're chatting about him. But yeah, my instinct was on there. He's been kind of going the wrong way here for a few years. So not sure if you would want to do that. And I think for some of these guys that you're looking at, whether it's center or left wing, you know, whichever position. I wonder about Tyler Ennis in all of this, too. And just look at what the Oilers, you know, potentially could go get in free agency. Compare that to what they got out of Tyler Ennis. And if he can be healthy and have a healthy start, I just wonder where that situation heads as well.
Ryan Rashog from TSN. So free agency begins tomorrow, Shauger. And I was on Vancouver radio today in TSN.
So was I. I was on this morning.
They're all fired up about the Markstrom to Edmonton rumblings. And to me, the only way it works is if it's like, to me, like a two-part dance. Markstrom's out or in, but then you got to trade Koskinen. I can't see them having 10-plus million in cap space in their goaltending.
Yeah, I agree. It's too much. So how do you find a way to trade Mikko Koskinen? Where does he go? The problem is there are going to be lots of goalies available, more becoming available every single day, that aren't going to cost you $4.5 million and a modified no trade. So finding a way to move Koskinen in with the goalie market being what it is, that might be a little bit difficult to do. And I don't really understand how they could make a signing like that without it, without being able to move him. I don't know, man. There's part of me that wonders if at the end of the day, if, you know, Mikko Koskinen, who was a decent goaltender for them during the regular season last year, if you spend some money bringing another guy in that can, yeah, maybe push him a little bit. I don't know exactly which guy is the right guy yet, but $2.5 to $3 million to bring someone else in, and between the two of them, you know, how close can you get to the quality night in, night out that you would get from Markstrom playing most of your games? And is it worth it, you know, for the difference in what he potentially ends up costing you? So, I don't know. I think it's interesting that we're talking about it. I'm not sure if it's executable.
Ryan Hirschog from TSN joins us. I still believe, and Ken Holland's been extremely quiet on any mention of defense, which makes me believe that's what they're focusing on. And I expect, like, I do know this, that the Oilers did offer Athanasiou a one-year deal, started with a two. He said, no thanks. He'll go to the free agent market. Now we'll see, like, what do you think he gets in free agency?
I would say low to mid twos. Like maybe he can get a couple of years out of somebody at, you know, 2.2, something like that, 2.4. Someone will look at his 30 goals and someone will look at him and think, yeah, we have what's needed to get his game where it needs to be. I think he'll be in the low twos. You?
Yeah, I think 2.2 is like the most, unless some team's really going to reach and he's going to a team that's not very good and is just taking the money. Because now, and here's the thing about, like, salary cap, it might be flat, but whatever the salary is, like, if it's a $2 million salary, it's really 1.6 because there's 20% of escrow on every contract the minute it kicks in. Right. So, well, that's what and that's why the salary cap claims that it's 81, but it's not really 81.4. Like, it's going to be that just in kind of like fake money, if we're being completely honest, right?
Yep.
So, because you got to take away basically 16.3 million from the 81.5, and that's what the salary cap, 65.2 million. That's exactly what it is in actual dollars.
Yeah. What about, it's funny, I was trying to put together some Oiler lines today. And you fill up the right side really quickly. There's not much left over on the left, is there? So I, you know, and we've been hearing about and discussing the idea of if they can flip a right winger for a left winger. Maybe they can. I'm not sure. But I wonder what options there might be, because you know, Ken Holland talked about trying to sign some forwards on, you know, decent deals, like getting some guys. But is there a way they could find someone who could potentially play around their third line, maybe kick up a little bit higher, and not spend too much money? So I was sort of looking around, and I was just kind of getting started as it was time for radio today. But one of the first names I looked at, and haven't really done the work to figure out how much money it would be. But what's the situation with Alex Galchenyuk? Do you suppose? And what do you think that dollar figure could look like? He was I've always liked the skill set of the player. I've always liked the bigger body. I've liked the way you know, for the most part, the way he gets around out there, not coming off of a couple of great stints, and you can't help but wonder if, given the right given the right center iceman, if, you know, he isn't able to maybe toil in and around that range. But, you know, he's made a bunch of money in his career. He's been well paid. Just spitballing ideas, skill players that could play in and around that third line, maybe up on your second line range with those guys. So,
well, you know, adding
it to the list.
Yeah, no, hey, look at Galchenyuk. And he went 13 goals, 20 goals, 30 goals, 17 goals in 61 games, 19 goals, 19 goals in 72 games. Then he had a bad year last year in Pittsburgh and Minnesota, combined for 8 goals in 59 games. But that's the outlier for him. Other than that, the guy's ranged in the last previous 5 years anywhere from 17 to 30 goals. right? Like, really, the 30 goal was a little bit of a high one, but you look and say, hey, could this guy be a 20 goal scorer, a 19 to 20 goal scorer for us? I think that's realistic.
Yeah, for sure. I think if you put him with the right, you know, you put him with the right guys, probably see him as much of a winger, put him with the right guys. But, you know, he's got some pretty good, he's got some good years under his belt. So I don't know where his number would be. I can't imagine, I don't know, I don't think it would be less than $3 million, do you? So I'm not sure if it would be a fit or if it would work.
But. Oh, I don't think Galchenyuk is going to get $3 million.
Don't think so?
Oh, no. If Athanasiou's only getting, is he getting 2 points? I don't think Galchenyuk is, because he doesn't skate that well, right? Like, he probably, he's consistently a better goal scorer. I think he's a better offensive player, but
yeah.
I think Galchenyuk, like, if it all depends what a player's mindset is. If they're a firm believer that they want to say, you know what, I want to go to a situation where I can bounce back, have a good year, then hey, it makes a ton of sense to come to a place like Edmonton. Because Edmonton is wide open. I think, like, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, I'm not even sure that Yamamoto's 100% lock as a guaranteed all year guy top six. Close, sure, but Nuge is a lock. That leaves, there's two positions, right side or left side, that are open for sure. And Yamamoto, there's a slight opportunity there. So very few teams in the league, well, none, because they've got, you know, the two best centers in the league.
Yeah.
And, if I was Galchenyuk and Edmonton came calling, like, if I'd rather offer Galchenyuk, if you offered Athanasiou $2 million, I'd offer Galchenyuk that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a $2 million plus player all day long, I think. And I think he probably would end up getting, I would assume he would end up getting more than Athanasiou, but that, I don't know. Again, it's a brief glance by me just taking a look today at some possibilities. But, you know, they need some guys on that left side, and they need some guys that can maybe even push their way up the lineup a little bit, which was one of the nice things about what Tyler Ennis could do. Not only could he play all three forward positions, but when you needed him to, you could play him up the lineup a little bit, and he could at least make plays and skate and move with those guys. And those are valuable guys. So that makes me wonder where things are at with Tyler Ennis even, because in a lot of ways he was a decent fit. Now, you want some turnover and you want some new bodies. And I don't know. I'm not even sure what they'd be able to spend on a complimentary left winger, what money would be left. I guess that depends. Like, let's say you can't get done what you want in net, and so you stick with Koskinen, maybe spend a couple million on a secondary guy. Right, then you try and go find a fix on the blue line in free agency, spending $4 to $5 million. You hope you can move out Russell. Not sure what the Larson scenario will look like. You know, maybe they can. You know, and if you look at a guy like Koivu for the third line center position, I'm not sure if you can squeeze all that in. But if you don't go spend 5.75 on a goalie, then more of a chance.
Eric Gabranson has just been traded from the Anaheim Ducks to the Ottawa Senators for a fifth-round pick that the Senators got from the Oilers for Tyler Ennis. So
so to Ottawa he goes.
Yes, Eric Gabranson goes to Ottawa.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked kind of the honesty in Gabranson's game. Like, he's a pretty, he's a stand-up guy, plays hard, he's not fun to play against. He's competitive, just purely, you know, lots of toughness and defense there. So, yeah, that's okay. He's a right shot guy too. He was a really, really high draft pick, and never really, you know, the offense wasn't really there in his game. But super high pick and decent guy,
third overall.
Good teammate, I think. Yep, third overall. Yeah, I remember he was the one that Matt Hendricks got into all that stuff with in. Who did Hendricks hit and then ended up having a fight with Branson? Yeah, exactly. I think still place in the game for him.
Hey, what are your thoughts on a guy who played in junior many years ago with Leon Draisaitl, Dominic Cahoon? I know that Draisaitl actually told the Oilers Cahoon can play when he was playing in Munich, and then he signed with Chicago, played a year there, then he went to Pittsburgh and got traded to Buffalo. He had 12 goals last year in 56 games, 31 points. Do you have any interest in him?
Yeah. Again, just taking a look as we chat. I think if there's familiarity there with a guy like Draisaitl, and he can let you, you know, give you a little bit more sense of, you know, the person and the ins and outs of his game, that's probably a good thing. Just taking a quick look at him here while we were talking. Yeah, possession numbers weren't great this last year, but who's were playing in that city? Yeah, for sure, man. Add him to the ever-growing list of guys that you might be able to take a look at. You know, like, it's funny. It's what their list looked like a week and a half ago compared to what it might look like today. You know, I'm sure they were trying to anticipate different guys that would be available and different guys that would or wouldn't end up qualified. You probably had a bit of an idea because teams would have called you seeing if you wanted to trade for them. So, yeah, lots of targets. We'll see what they can do.
Shauger, should be an interesting start to free agency tomorrow. We will chat with you then.
Yeah, enjoy the day, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow.